Today's Amud is Yevamos Nenzayinim Abayz. We're holding on Nenzayinim and Aleph, the very last line, the last couple of words, by starting from Itmar. So again, just to refresh our memories, the Mishnah had spoken about a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon. The case the Mishnah was discussing, one of the cases, was you have a grusha who does erusin with a kayin. A grusha does erusin with a kayin. The shaila is that once it's igiyas malinases, do we say that she could eat truma? Do we say that she could eat truma? Lamaisa, right now, she's kasher. Once they do nisuin, once they're together, so then she'll become a chalala. She'll become possible kahuna. She'll become possible for truma. But in the meantime, so long as she hasn't yet done nisuin with him, she's still an arusa, so would we allow her to eat truma? She's mishtameres, labia psula, do we allow her to eat truma? Or does she become possible already just from the fact, just by virtue of the fact that she's mishtameres, labia psula? The sheet of Reb Meir, the Tanakamo, is that she becomes pasul, whereas Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon say they know that she's kasher. And Rashi on the Mishnah speaks out, at least in the second shot, that the halacha is true even with regards to a bas kayin. Let's say you have a bas kayin who's a grusha, a bas kayin who's a grusha who does erusin with a kayin. So normally a bas kayin, if she's a grusha, so let's say even if she was married to Yisrael, if she didn't have any children, she's allowed to eat truma while she's home, while she's by her parents. So a bas kayin is allowed to eat truma if she's allowed to eat truma. The shaila is does she become pasul now that she does erusin with a kayin? Once she does the nesuin, she's going to become pasul. She's not even going to be able to eat truma in her own parents' house because she's going to become a chalala. When she's a mishtameres, a biapsulo, and when she's at the stage of erusin with a kayin, in the meantime, she's a grusha. So does she become pasul? Again, the sheet of the Tanakama, of her mayor, is that yes, by virtue of the very fact that she's a mishtameres of biapsula, that itself is going to make her into an apostle, and she's going to become aser from eating the truma even in her own parents' house. Whereas Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, they don't give much significance to the fact that she's mishtameres of biapsula. That's what's going to be in the future, maybe, who knows. That's not going to apostle her. And therefore they say that no, that she is allowed to continue eating truma from her parents' house, because she's not an apostle, even though she's mishtameres of biapsula. So now on a similar note, the Gemara is even going to try to make the halacha dependent on the case of on the machlekes in our Mishnah. But says the Gemara that Itmar Rav Amar, Rav says that yesh chuppa lipsulais, ushmuel amar ein chuppa lipsulais. So machlekes Rav and Shmuel, is there chuppa for psulais? Different shitas exactly how to understand the case of the Gemara. We'll speak it out, what seems to be the simplest chat based off the Gemara later as well, is that we're discussing a case where you have a pasul, meaning let's say a grusha who does chuppa with a kayin. Now they never did erusin, they never made any kinyanim of erusin, they didn't do kesef shtar bia, and they obviously didn't do nesuin either. They did chuppa, this chuppa which is like the tchilas bia, chuppa is like getting ready to do bia, so this chuppa itself, would the chuppa pasul the bas kayin from now being able to eat truma in her parents' house? Let's say you have a bas kayin who's a grusha, who does chuppa now with the kayin, so she's gonna become a chalala once they have bia. Does chuppah, which is tchilas bia, does that already passel her from being able to go back home and to eat truma? So Rav says that yesh chuppah lipsulais, means that we do give significance to the chuppah. Chuppah is tchilas bia, and therefore as soon as they do the chuppah, even though no kinyanim were made, she's gonna become pasul, and she's not gonna be able to eat truma anymore, even from her parents' house. Whereas Ushmuel Amar ein chuppah lipsulais, then no, we don't give significance to the chuppah, and mamela, she's gonna remain ksheira, and she's gonna be able to eat truma in her parents' house. Now Amar Shmuel pointed out that Umaydali Abba, even Abba, which is his way of referring to Rav, Rashi says Rav was older than Shmuel, so he called Rav Abba, says Shmuel that even Abba, even Rav agrees to me, there's a case that even Rav would agree to me that the chuppah will not passel the bas kayin. And what's that case? Betinaikas p'chusa mibash alishanim v'yoymechad. If you have a girl who does chuppah and she's less than 3 years and a day old, Why is that significant? Because hayo ve'in la bia in la chuppa. Since the bia of a girl who's 3 years or younger, she's less than 3 years in a day, since the bia of a girl who's so little doesn't have the halachic significance of a bia, so memela, her chuppa is not going to passel her either. Because what's the whole reason why the chuppa passels according to Rav? It's because it's the tchilas bia. But in such a case where even the bia itself wouldn't answer her, because she's less than 3 years in a day, so even the bia itself won't answer her, since the bia itself won't passel her, so therefore the chuppa will not passel her either. And says the Gemara that afanan nami tanina. Or says the Gemara, Amar Rava, afanan nami tanina. Rava points out that we have a Mishnah which supports this idea of Shmuel, that he says that the bia of a girl who's less than 3 years in a day, that's not going to passel her from Truma, and then Shmuel's took from that that Huad Din Chuppah is not going to passel her. But the Mishnah is not discussing Chuppah, the Mishnah is just discussing bia. That the bia of a girl who's less than 3 years in a day, even the bia psula, will not passel her. Says the Mishnah, it says, it says if you have a girl that's 3 years in a day, so then once she's 3 years in a day, then miskadesh is v'bia. So then it's possible for her to do kedushin with bia, because then her bia is considered a bia. So once she's 3 years in a day, so then she could get married through bia. V'mba aleha yavam kana, another nafkamina, and the fact that her bia is considered a bia is that if she does yibam, if the yavam is ba aleha, so then he's kaina her. She becomes his yavam, and they become married. V'chayavin aleha misham eshes ish, and if she's married and another man is together with her, so it's considered a bia, and that man and will be chayiv for eshes ish umetam as bayala, if she would be a nida somehow. So if a man would be together with her, when a man is together with a woman who's a nida, so the tumah of the nida goes on to the bayal. So she would have this halacha. It would be considered a bia. It would be latame mishkav tachton kealyon. I mean, it could be anyway. She'd be metame him because of the fact that she's tame, even just from other forms of transferring tumah, but there wouldn't be with the strength of a bayol nida. Bayol nida is a certain chaymer that it's metam and mishkav tachton kealyon. She's metam and the bayol, then now the bayol is mamish, is like has the tumas nida that he could be metamem. If he's on a bunch of mattresses, let's say, so even the bottom mattress, which he's not even touching and not on, so even the bottom mattress is going to become tameh. So that's a special chumra type of tumah that occurs by a bayol nida. And this girl who's 3 years in a day, since her bia is considered a bia, it is considered a bia, so mameila, she'll have this effect that if someone's bayol her and she's a nida, so she'll be metameh him with a tumas bayol nida, that the man will be metameh mishkav tachton kealyon. Nises the kayin, and if this girl who's 3 years in a day, if she marries a kayin, so her bia is considered a bia, so she's considered his wife. Memela aichelas b'truma, she'll be allowed to eat truma. Ba aleha echa mikol apsulin, and if let's say someone who's pasul is together with her, so then pasul, she'll become pasul l'kuhuna. So what do you see from the Mishnah? You see when does this occur? Only because she's 3 years in a day. Bashalashanim v'yem echad who the mifsala bia. It's only when she's 3 years in a day where she'll have this halacha that she'll become pasul with a bia if she has bia with someone who's pasul to her, like a grusha to a kain. So then also mifsala b'chuppa. So that's where Shmuel took from this that Huadin Chuppa, according to Rav, will passel her, because Chuppa is the Tchilas Bia. So since the Bia will passel her, so Mamela, the Chuppa, which is Tchilas Bia, that will also passel her. But Hapchusa mi bashal l'shana v'yemecha, but make the Diyak that if she's less than 3 years in a day, so then Deloy Mifsla b'Bia, where the Bia will not passel her, as it's Mediyak from what we just said, it's only if she's 3 years in a day that's when the Bia passels her. But if she's less than 3 years in a day, so then the Bia does not passel her. Mamela Loy Mifsla Nami Bechuppa. So then says Shmuel, Rav would agree to me that Chuppa will not passel her. Chuppa is not going to be worse than the Bia itself. Shema Mina, that's Shmuel's Rayon. And it must be that Rav would agree to me that by a girl who's less than 3 years in a day, so then the chuppah will not passel her. Because of course the chuppah is not going to be worse than the bia itself. But al-kopanim ha-machlaikis, Rav and Shmuel, in general, by a girl who's older than 3 years in a day, so what's the halacha? Will a chuppah passel her? Will a chuppah passel her? Rav says that yes, the chuppah itself, which is tchilas bia, chuppah passels. Whereas Shmuel says that no, ain chuppah lipsulais, that we don't give significance to the chuppah. Now says the Gemara that Amar Rami Bar Chama, yesh chuppah lipsulais, banu lamachlaikes, Reb Meir, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. Says Rami Bar Chama, he wants to make a tliya that this halacha, whether or not there's chuppah by psulais, whether or not we give significance to the chuppah, does the chuppah aser her to kahuna or not, to truma or not? So that's going to be tali in the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon that we had in our Mishnah about whether or not a mishtameres lebia psula when a girl does erusin, when let's say a grusha does erusin with a kayin, does that now, and let's say she's a bas kayin, will that now ask her from going back home and eating truma? The Reb Meir, the Amar Kedushin Pasli, according to Reb Meir, who says that once they do erusin, and now she's mishta meres lebia psula, so now that's going to passel her, and she's not going to be able to go back home and to eat truma. So then memela chuppa nami pasla. So then chuppa also, that's also going to have this effect, just like the erusin where she's mishta meres lebia psula, that has this effect that she becomes pasul. So too, it makes sense that Rav would also, that Reb Meir would also tell you that when they do chuppa, so that also, which is the tchilas bia, so that's also getting ready for the bia, that already also is going to pass her, just like Erison passels her. Whereas Lord Blazer, Reb Shimon, Damri, Kedushin, Lai Pasli, Suchapanami, Lai Pasla. Whereas it's Mistaber that according to Reb Blazer and Reb Shimon, who say that Erison doesn't passel because Lamaisa, they didn't have Bia yet, so it's going to be the same thing by Chuppa, that even though it's the Tchilas Bia, Lamaisa, they didn't have Bia yet, and therefore it's not going to passel her. So that's what Rami Bar Chama wanted to say, that to make a Tliya, that the halach in this case is going to be dependent on the Machalikis Tanayim that we had in our Mishnah. However, says the Gemara, Mimai, who says it's Tali Zabizah? Says the Gemara, we could come up with a chilek that it's not Tali one on the other. Dilma ad kan loikama remeir hasam ela bekedushin de kanila. It could be Remeir only said that Erusin is going to passel the Bas Kanyan to Truma, he's only going to passel the Arusa to Truma because they did an actual Kinyan. They did a halacha Kinyan. They did Erusin. Kesef Shtar or Bia, not Bia, they did Kesef or Shtar. So therefore, since they did an actual Kinyan, they actually did a lot more, so then that's why it passels her already at this stage. Aba Chuppah delay Kanala. But when they did Chuppah, without doing any sort of Maisa Kinyan, they didn't do Kesef or Shtar. Surely not Bia. So all he did was chuppah. So then Lai, it could be Reb Meir would tell you that in this case she does not become pasul. Whereas Inami, it could also be the other way, that Ad Kan Lekamri Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon only said that the Arusa remains Kshera to Truma. They only said that the Arusa remains Kshera, Hasam El Bekedushin. Because all they did was Kedushin. Kedushin's not getting ready mamish for the Bia, it's getting ready for the chuppah, it's getting ready for the Nisuan. But they didn't mamish do something which is like bringing Bia any closer. All he did was Kedushin, the light Kravi Labia, and therefore that's why she remains Kshera. However, Abba Chuppah, the Kravi Labia, but Chuppah, which is Tchilas Bia, it's getting ready for the Bia, so Achanami, the Pasla, it could be Reb Lazar Reb Shimon would tell you that she does become Pasla. So it says the Gemara, the Rami Bar Chama is Tliya, that the halach in our case about the Chuppah Psula is going to be Taloi. And the machlokes tanaim that we had in our Mishnah is not muchach at all. It could be Remeir who's machmer, and the Mishnah would be makel by a chuppah by chuppah lepsulais over here. And it could be Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon who are makel in the Mishnah would be machmer over here. It's not tali zebizeh.